Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snooze. Mwah!
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century and also the 23rd anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. 23 years ago this week, we started the mayhem, and I've been responsible for the chaos ever since. Someone who's been trying to restore order on a regular basis for almost that entire time, Grace Marie Turner, one of our favorite people on the planet, one of the smartest people I know. She makes it look good doing what she does as president of the Galen Institute, one of the leading experts on healthcare public policy on the planet. Grace Marie, thank you again for being here. Galen.org, folks, please check it out. Grace Marie, tell us about Galen.
We are a think tank exclusively devoted to fighting for health freedom. We have been around for 25 years, so almost you and I have been working together almost since the beginning
right.
of Galen. And
you
we
started,
have a new
you started,
plan
she
out.
Started right out of high school, folks. Go ahead.
We have a new plan out, the Healthcare Choices 2020 proposal, that is the answer to Medicare for All and all the ridiculous plans that the left is coming up with to put more, inject more government control into our health sector. People can see it at healthcarechoices2020.org, healthcarechoices2020.org, and read all about it.
All right, so check that out, folks. If Grace Marie does it, it's top shelf, I promise you. Grace Marie, to continue our conversation from the previous segment, in a Biden-Harris administration, during the campaign, such as it was for Biden, he said, not only do I love Obamacare, not only do I reject everything Trump has done, I'm going to continue Obamacare, I'm going to strengthen and build on it. What does that mean? How can you do that? He at that time, he didn't know if he was going to have the Senate or not. He's probably not going to have a Democrat Senate. He's probably going to have a split Congress. What can he do?
If there is a divided Congress, then he is not going to get any sweeping health reform through. But the first constituency he's going to have to deal with is his vice president. Kamala Harris has basically said she... When somebody asked her, what about private health insurance, she said basically, oh, we need to get rid of that. She wants Medicare for all. Well, so mm-hmm. Joe Biden is saying he wants to build on Obamacare, but the proposals that he is offering, in particular a, quote, public option, which is basically going to be a government-run health insurance
mm-hmm.
company, funded with government money, government ability to set prices, all of the things that
unactuarially, not actuarially based in any way. Go ahead.
Yeah, and we saw with co-ops what happened. All of them failed. Well, this one won't fail because they'll just keep putting more government money into it, and it will eventually completely annihilate the private health insurance market. There is no way that private companies that have to turn a profit, that have to be able to show to raise capital, are going to be able to compete
and price their products based on
program.
Price their products based on some actuarial basis.
Yes, exactly. No, this is going to be government set prices, and it's going to be free for people. So guess what? They're going to drop their coverage that they have now
mm-hmm.
to go to this new free plan. He also wants to make Obamacare subsidies available to anybody. So now it stops at 400% of poverty, which is about $100,000 for Family Four, but he wants to have anybody eligible for Obamacare subsidy. So these are all basically Trojan horses for Medicare for All, for a government-run, single-payer health insurance system.
Mm-hmm. And that's in the balance in Georgia right now, isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
That's hanging in the balance.
If they get
go ahead.
If they get the Senate, Senator Schumer has already said, we are going to remake America. Well, they're going to start with our health sector, and they're going to basically turn it over to Washington, which has been such a failure. We've seen
right.
with Obamacare.
We know what the movie
millions
looks like.
Of people. Millions of people lost their health coverage that they liked and could afford. It's now at least twice as much. Their deductibles are so high they can't even use coverage.
That's right. This is
what Obamacare has done. And they want to do this to all of us, for all of our coverage, especially employers? No.
That's exactly right. Grace Marie, last thoughts. I got about 20 seconds. How would you like to leave us?
Georgia really is important. People should focus on those races because it really does turn the balance of power in the Congress will have huge consequences on the agenda of the in the coming year. And the progressives that are, you know, sort of lying in wait in the Biden-Harris administration will do everything they can to get as much of their agenda through as possible.
Grace Marie, thank you for being here. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get her back in another day. Don't forget, Galen.org. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.